Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dread Time Stories. I'm your host, Dr. Phobia. And tonight, dear patients, our story comes from the world of creepypastas. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's tale, The Graying Dog. It comes out of nowhere, and no one knows what causes it to appear. Like a curse, it will follow and haunt you, keeping you from enjoying your daily responsibilities, defying your common sentiments of rationality and grounded theories. The creature has been dubbed simply the Graying Dog, because, from afar, it looks like a large canine. As you would imagine, it walks on all fours and has a bit of a snout, although it doesn't seem to have a tail whatsoever. Its coat is a pale hue that has no color, and it stands around 7 or 8 feet tall. When it appears to you, it will always seem to be very distant at first, and you may not even notice it in the background. But once you see it, you will notice its artificial-looking gaunt. Its feet barely touch the ground, and it rocks from its hind to its front legs as if it was suspended or weighed next to nothing. It stands within your view and will travel back and forth, keeping its eyes on you. I would strongly advise you ignore it entirely, for the longer you look at the creature, the more of your surroundings it begins to distort. Trees and buildings around you will seem to disappear until the ground is flat and there's almost nothing for miles except the creature dancing before you. As you continue to watch it, it will approach you little by little until it becomes more mesmerizing the closer it gets. When it is at an uncomfortably close distance, you will be able to see its eyes. Its eyes are not that of a dog at all. Its eyes are all white. Its eyes are not that of a dog. Its eyes are white, with a solid black pupil that stays locked on yours. Its mouth stays ajar, revealing that it has absolutely no teeth. Nothing but blackish-looking gums. Its expression looks almost as if it were surprised. You cannot allow it to become too close, for it gains control over you the closer it gets. But just remember that it cannot approach you if you do not look at it or pay it attention. The creature may moan lightly to get your attention, and then will begin to sob and cry the longer you ignore it. When you hide in your home, you will hear it brushing up against your windows, and will peer inside to look at you through the cracks in the blinds or the curtains. You mustn't heed it any attention, lest this will continue on and on. Should you attempt to hide in a closet or any space that does not have a direct link to the outside of your house, it will come inside and wait outside the door to the room where there will no longer be any escape. When you try to sleep, you will feel it watching you. You mustn't allow it to know that you're awake. It comes into your room at night, hopefully to fill your dreams with its appearance. Though if you keep your eyes shut and breathe normally, it will leave just before the sun comes up. From time to time, it will disappear, then reappear, for just as long as it does not know that you can see it and that you're aware of it, it cannot hurt you. That, dear patients, was The Graying Dog. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. Like I always say in closing, check under your bed, look in your closet, and sleep with the light on. The life you save may very well be your own. Good night, everyone.